So how many hours a day are you watching the Olympics? Are you deluding yourself that watching all that exercise is making you fitter? A study has found good news and bad news for people who sit for many hours a day. The good news is that exercise can counteract the bad effects on your health. The annoying news is that it's a lot of exercise. And the bad news is that if a lot of the sitting time is in front of the telly, even a lot of exercise doesn't make much difference. Professor Wendy Brown was one of the authors. Wendy is Director of the Centre for Research on Exercise, Physical Activity and Health at the University of Queensland. Welcome to the Health Report, Wendy.
Thank you, Norman.
So you too, like Soft, but in a different area, scoured the world literature.
We did indeed. We looked at about thousands of papers, came down to 800 and then read the abstracts very carefully and then did what's called a systematic review to see what was said about the combined effects of sitting and physical activity on mortality.
So this is about sitting?
It is. Well, it's about the combination of sitting and physical activity.
And what did you find?
Well, we found that people who sat for 8 hours a day... Well, we found sitting was not really very good for you. If you sit more than 4 hours a day, then the risk of mortality increases.
By how much?
Oh, well, at least 40% over the time frame of 2 to 8 years, I think it was.
Right.
1.4, a risk of 1.4. So quite a significant increase with long sitting time. But the good news was that those in the top quartile of physical activity, which was about
top 25%. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah, about 60 to 75 minutes a day, which does sound an awful lot, I know, but 25% of people do that. The effects of sitting were eliminated in that group.
So this is not that they were at a standing desk and moving around. They were actually sitting 8 hours a day, but in addition to that, they found an hour to an hour and a quarter of their day for brisk exercise.
That's right. So the exercise, it didn't have to be exercise as such, like what we're watching on the Olympics now, but walking the dog or walking for transport, cycling to work, that sort of thing, but structured activity.
And I'll come back to that in a moment, but TV was the bugbear here. The sitting in front of the telly was particularly resistant to the effects of exercise.
Well, the effects weren't eliminated by high levels of activity if the sitting was television sitting. Several studies only measured sitting in front of the TV, and the results were rather more variable, but the effects, funnily enough, were greater than for general sitting. Maybe that people can report their TV time more accurately. But we wonder whether sitting to watch TV is accompanied maybe by snacking, or maybe it's postprandial effect in the evening.
So it's the pizza effect or unhealthy advertising.
Possibly, but even if you did an hour a day, the effects weren't eliminated, but they were less if you did the hour a day, but they weren't eliminated as they were for general work time sitting.
Now, an hour and a quarter a day is a heck of a lot more than a lot of people are doing, and it's a lot more than the World Health Organization advice and the National Heart Foundation, which is 150 minutes a week.
Well, no, actually, that's not quite right. Our national guidelines now say that all adults should be aiming for between 30 and 60 minutes a day. So it's a range, and this is not far off that. I mean, 60 to 75, well, it was a teeny bit more. But, we say that this can't be done. But in Australia right now, 25% of adults do record an hour a day. Now, 25% also record less than 5 minutes a day. So there's a huge range, but it is possible to get an hour a day. I mean, walking to and from work or going for a walk at lunchtime, walking the dog, and playing sport or doing some exercise, you can add it up. And I know it's difficult.
Just briefly, what about women? Because women do worse on exercise than men, by and large, don't they? They just don't have the time.
Well, that's interesting. During the life stage when they're busy having babies and their little ones are little, yes, that's true. But for middle-aged women in Australia, certainly our data from the longitudinal study of women's health show that the mid-aged women are really leading a charge in Australia at this very minute. Their physical activities levels have increased in the last 10 years, and now about 60% of them are meeting that lower guideline, and more than half of those are meeting the upper, the 60-minute guideline. So the women in middle age, when the kids have left home usually, are doing really well in Australia.
So the bottom line then is perhaps not get too obsessed with you're sitting all day in your standing desk, but make sure you get an hour, try and get an hour a day in. and try and not spend too much time in front of the telly once the Olympics are over.
I think I should stress there are benefits from breaking up the sitting time. If it's, you know, if you have to sit for a long time, then getting up or putting your standing desk up and down, that's good. But to just eliminate those ill effects, I think trying to aim for that upper end, the 60 minutes, if you can, would be great. And if you can't, well, 30 minutes is fine too.
Got to move. Wendy, thank you for joining us on the Health Report.
You're welcome.
Professor Wendy Brown is Director of the Centre for Research on Exercise, Physical Activity and Health at the University of Queensland. She also has an interesting article on the Olympics and women in that in the Medical Journal of Australia this morning, in the Lancet of a couple of weeks ago. We'll have the link on our website.